This is Grant Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, a Republican representing the Buckeye State's 4th Congressional District. We want to get his insights on why so many Americans around the country are frustrated and even livid about the Democratic version of health care reform that could be just weeks away from being voted into law. However, new polls suggest that the tide against this plan continues to grow. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
We have seen it all over cable news, all over the internet. Lawmakers, some have been in office a long time, like Arlen Specter in your neighboring state of Pennsylvania, have just gotten pilloried by voters who are just very frightened, even as well as angry about what is contained within this bill. I know it's a long bill. It's over 1,000 pages long. But if you can boil it down, what's at the heart of this frustration?
Well, Greg, I think your intro was right. I mean, people are livid about this. I've seen it here. I had an event yesterday, about 100 people, and you know, you can just tell that there's real intensity in opposition to this thing. But I think it boils down to one thing. You know, this is, and I said this yesterday at this meeting, Americans, by nature, we hate being told what to do. The idea that, you know, we're going to have some federal government, some new bureaucracy. I think there are 53 new bureaucracies, boards, commissions created in this 1,017-page piece of legislation. And so when it boils down to Americans don't like being told what to do. We like choice. And the idea that now you're going to have the federal government getting between you and your family and your doctor, making health care decisions about your family is just, you know, just wrong. And that's what people find so frustrating. I tell everyone all the time that, you know, the folks who started this country came here because they were in Europe telling them how they had to practice their faith. And they said, no, we're going to do it our own way. And they came here and started this country. And that same attitude is with Americans today. And this idea that we're going to be told what to do just doesn't set well with them.
Supporters of this say, though, that it won't be that way because you'll have the option to keep what you have. You'll still have all the same choices you have now. You'll just have another choice out there, the government or public option. I know many who are opposed to this bill feel that that would not be the case for long. Explain for those who say that this will actually increase options why you disagree.
Well, it'll definitely crowd out the private sector because initially it might be fine. There might be the choice. It might be cheaper to go with the public option. But once you have the government out there with the size that it's going to be and the subsidizing that will be taking place, it will crowd out the private sector plan, and then you're going to be left with a single-payer system. And every American knows that when you're left with that, there's going to be rationing of care. There's going to be bureaucracies and boards and commissions and bureaucrats telling you how to get your health care, what you can get, what time you can get, what kind of waiting period you're going to have. Those are the things that frustrate Americans, and that's why so many Americans are concerned about this, and you're seeing it every single day across this country. It just goes back to the old point. The people always figure this stuff out before the politicians do, and the people have figured out this is a bad deal, and that's why they're opposed to it.
The congressman, one of the few Democrats to have a relatively smooth town hall meeting, is the president himself, who had one yesterday in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And one of the things he said, though, during that town hall meeting has actually perhaps given some fuel to the opposition.
Exactly.
Where he said in discussing this very option is that private competition can exist with the government. And he says that FedEx and UPS are doing so much better than the post office. And we should point out the post office, according to the government today, is bordering on insolvency. What do you make of that analogy and how it actually influences your argument?
I think you're exactly right. I knew that's what you're going to point out. When he made that comparison, I think what he dropped to mind is this fundamental concept that most Americans have of the federal government, and that is, with the exception of the military, the federal government doesn't do anything very well. And now with the prospect of them taking over 1/6 of our economy, controlling our health care, that's what makes Americans nervous. And I think the president reminded people of that yesterday. The other thing I think is important to point out, 3 weeks ago, when the President of the United States went on national television and did his press conference promoting his health care legislation, his health care bill, and he made this incredible statement where he said that a doctor will take out a child's tonsils not because it's in the best interest of that kid, that patient, but instead because the doctor will make more money for doing that procedure. Unbelievable. And as I was talking to a group yesterday, I said, now just ask yourself a question. If you were to leave here today and you go out and you talk to 10 people, 20 people, interview 100 people, ask them one simple question, who do you trust more, a politician or your doctor? And the response would be 100% in favor of the doctor. And yet the President of the United States, speaking to the American people, made that ridiculous, what I find incredible statement that somehow doctors can't be trusted. And Americans instinctively understand that is the mindset of these folks who are running our government right now, this arrogant mindset they have that they're smarter than the rest of us, they're smarter than our doctor, they're smarter than we are, they're smarter than families are. That's what Americans find frustrating, and that's why you're seeing this passion, this intensity, this outrage on the part, appropriately so, on the part of American citizens in opposition to this bill.
We're talking with Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, and Congressman, those in favor of the bill may say the president's real fury was targeted at the insurance company, which may make doctors jump through hoops sort of like that. Obviously, there's been an effort to certainly pin them as the villain, to quote Nancy Pelosi here.
Yeah.
What about the insurance industry? How much reform do they need, in your opinion?
Well, certainly, no one's arguing we don't need some changes in health care. No one argues that we don't need some reform. But I would make the point that one of the reasons we find costs so high is because we've got so much government involvement already, so much compliance. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when I was a kid, you went to the family doc, and when you walk in, there was typically one person behind the counter. Now you walk into the doctor's office, there are more people behind the counter complying with the paperwork, complying with the government, calling up insurance companies to see what's covered, what's not. There are more people behind the counter than there are in the back trying to help to get well. That's the problem. So the idea that, but the answer that we're getting from the administration is we need more government to fix the problem that big government's already created. It's just the opposite. That's why we've introduced a bill that we think does the right things, that focuses on that fundamental concept of making sure Americans have the choice, making sure American families have the power, making sure the small business owners who have to go out and buy insurance on their own, maybe they got just a couple employees and they got to go out and shop on their own, that they get the same kind of tax break that we currently give to big employers who offer who provide insurance to their health insurance to their employees. Those kind of things are in our legislation, and we think that's what needs to happen, not a federal government takeover of health care.
Have Democrats been at all receptive to any of the private sector initiatives that Republicans have offered as an alternative?
No, the only reason the Democrats are somewhat reluctant to embrace the president's bill is because they're hearing from folks back home. They believe in big government by and large, and they're not looking to do health savings account association health plan. They're certainly not looking to do tort reform, which is what we need in this bill as well. They're not looking to do the things that are in our bill that we think make sense. But they are hearing from the American people, and the American people are saying, "Wait a minute." And I think what else is helping us in this debate is everything that's taken place so far this year. We had the quote, the so-called stimulus package, which Americans were outraged about. Then we had the cap and trade move through the House; it's been held up in the Senate, and now we're getting health care. And each time the Americans were speaking out against things, but now when they get to 1/6 of our economy, you're seeing people say, "Time out! Wait a minute! We're not going to stand by anymore for this kind of nonsense to go on. We're going to fight this stuff." And I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing from Americans across the country.
Congressman, you led perfectly into the final topic I want to address, and that's the one issue the president really didn't have an answer for, because he said there's still, issues to be decided in terms of putting together a final piece of legislation in Congress, and that's, of course, how to pay for this whole thing. He says ideally he'd only raise taxes on those making more than $250,000 a year, but he says he hasn't seen what Congress is suggesting on that front. You're on some of these committees. You know what's going on Capitol Hill. What are the congressional ideas on how to pay for this?
Well, they're going to, look, in the end, I really believe, and I thought this even when he told us, last year when he ran for the job, that he wasn't going to raise taxes on the middle class. I assume tax increases are coming. There are already big tax increases in the bill right now, but I think more are coming because the estimates we always get from these folks are always low. It's going to cost more. When you take over 1/6 of the American economy and going to run it from the bureaucracy and the federal government in Washington, D.C., the cost is going to be more than what they're saying. So I assume they're going to try to do that. That would be devastating to our country. We've got to stop this health care initiative, and we've got to stop cap and trade. And here's why this is so important. For us to remain the leader, the economic leader in the world, we cannot have these two things pass. If they pass, it's going to diminish the potential for America to continue to be the greatest country in the world. And the thing that scares me is the way the world operates is the economic leader is the military leader. Right now, that's one country, the United States. And the world is a safer and better place because of that fact. If in the future some other country steps in and assumes that role because we've enacted policies that are going to make it tough for us to compete, make it tough for us to remain the top economy, that's a dangerous concept out there. And that's why this is so important. It has bigger implications than just our pocketbook and our economy. It has national security implications and who the leader of the world is as well. And so that's why I think, again, you're seeing people who put all that together and understand that and who are outraged and speaking out against this.
Congressman, finally, too soon to tell perhaps, but given the way the polls are trending and what we've seen at the town hall meetings, how do you think this is going to end in a few months?
I'm always an optimist. I think we're going to win. I think the president's comments a few weeks ago, when he said doctors do things that aren't in the best interest of patients, has helped us. I think the ridiculous statement that Nancy Pelosi made when she said people who are exercising their First Amendment rights at these town hall meetings are somehow un-American Nazis. I mean, that is this from the same crowd who's got the snitch patrol out there and encouraging Americans to report on their neighbors if they see an email that they may think doesn't quite portray the facts about healthcare accurately. I mean, this is outrageous and frankly scary. And so I think they went too far when they start making these kind of ridiculous statements, and that's firing up American people more and more. That'll help the Congress do the right thing, and I think we have a real good chance of stopping this legislation.
Congressman, we'll keep watching, of course. Thank you, sir, for your time today.
You bet. Thanks, Ray. Take care.
You bet. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, Republican representing the Buckeye State's 4th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.